tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
But not for long. But not for long. I'm your type.
Hey, this is a good like summer song, even though it was probably last summer. But welcome again to another awesome, great after show of Bring It.
Bring It.
This is season 2, episode 17, Dancing Dolls, but not for life. So that's why we put on this song. Hey, just groove with this for a second. Hey.
Oh, you get the roll.
Yeah, but that lip though. Oh, that's how you know it's good.
The partial lip.
No, that means you're nasty.
No, if you like this, then that's nasty. But it's just that.
But you have to close your eyes and do the slow blink too.
Yeah, because
get it, Tony.
Oh, how we miss Tony.
Yes, we miss you showing these dolls how to dance. Get it, Tony. Mm-hmm.
It's like
the slow rock.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Feeling it.
Like, I'm not moving.
Yeah, no, you're not moving. Not for long.
You're floating.
Yes.
You're like Diana Ross when she comes out. Okay, let's get into this episode. So, the girls this week are in their hometown, Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
They are at Millsap College, and this is the Step Up or Fall Back dance class. Who comes up with these names?
I know. I wondered that same thing because they're, you know,
they're crazy,
pretty witty.
Yeah. No, it's
they're crazy.
No, yeah.
The titles are crazy.
It's a little crazy, a little ratchet.
Yeah.
For me.
You know what,
Tony? Duck if you buck dancing all night long.
Right. Like, those are the titles. We have a moth as our visitor for this week. And so
he
if you see him.
But not for long.
Right.
He wants to chill on me. I think I smell really good. So.
Right. Let him.
I was just dancing. That's all. That's it.
You smell good.
I do smell good, though.
You do smell good, Robin. Ooh. So
what's going on with you?
My lash, I don't know. It's a lot
going on here today.
I think because it's not Sunday, we're not used to
y'all are just
Wednesday.
We gonna pray about it,
uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, let's pray about it.
Thank you for our faithful followers that are tuning in today instead of Sunday, which we weren't allowed to, or we weren't permitted to be here on Sunday, but we are here now.
Don't make it sound like AfterBuzz didn't allow us to be here.
There was things going on.
Well, circumstances came around.
I just want to point out, I was here.
Tony was here.
But I was also doing another show.
Right.
That's why I was here.
So, this week, the girls are battling against Atlanta Glitter, Fierce Elite, and the Purple Diamonds.
Yes. Why don't you ask who's coming up with those names? Atlanta Glitter.
Right, Atlanta Glitter. And
I like Fierce Elite, though.
Do you like that name?
I like that name.
Fierce Elite is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't like, I feel like if you have a name, it needs to, like, whatever your, like, battle, or, like, your tagline or, like, hashtag needs to be, like, phenomenal. Like, when the Atlanta Glitter or whatever, when they were, like, stumping and marching in to, like, their name, they were like, Glitter! Glitter! Like, that's not fun.
Right.
Like, even though I love glitter, like, who wants to just scream glitter?
Who
like
loves that glitter?
I love glitter. Look at Robin.
Shirt. I'm glittery today.
No, I want you to actually have something on glitter because glitter
those
lasts
are sequins.
On you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But glitter lasts on you for about 2 years.
But I love that.
It
like,
comes
it's
off
sparkly.
A little glittery.
You just sparkle everywhere you go. What do you mean?
Okay, so English. Let's get into it because Tony is kind of hating on my glitter
really
right now.
He's really hating.
I don't know what's
that's
up.
That's not Tony. Glitter. Them sequences. Is.
But you like it, though.
I like sequences.
You don't like my shirt?
I ain't seen them.
Okay.
It's speaking
on English.
Of haters, we have a new member this week, Jalen.
Yes.
And Tony. Just kidding. Just Jalen. And she used to be on the Dancing Dolls for a moment. She left to the Purple Diamonds. Now she's back with the dolls.
Yeah.
And this week they use her as a secret weapon
Did anyone else think the reason why she came back to the Dancing Dolls because she wanted to be on TV?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In addition to the fact that, I mean, we've seen this before in other kinds of shows. Like, mm-hmm. they bring a little bit of extra drama into the show mm-hmm. with the mom that doesn't like the coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it was, like, perfect timing. Like, okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. 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 That was my first thought. I was just like, because this ain't the time for you to come back to the Dancing Dolls. You just wanted more airtime because you wasn't getting that with the Purple Diamonds.
But then think about it. Let me play devil's advocate on the other end. It kind of gives Miss Diana a little bit more ratings for the show. Because people want to see, like, is she going to be a traitor? Why is she back? Then it's issues, like, it's drama with the Purple Diamonds parents and, like, stuff
that's
like that.
True.
And
that's
the girl's
true.
Only reason was, oh, I'm back because Miss Diana was the first person to teach me major at dancing.
Translation, Miss Diana is on fire right now and I'm trying to burn.
Right.
And I'm trying to burn.
And even, let me get this right, Neshumba. Her mother,
yeah,
said that she can find the best in the worst people.
Right, that line right there. There was something about that, but mm-hmm. that's exactly what I'm saying. You guys, don't you agree? Like mm-hmm. they had to bring some sort of spicy, yeah. you know, drama back into it or whatever.
Yeah,
so
because
it just
all
made
the
sense.
All the drama that we do hear about and see in the media, of course, they're not going to put it on Lifetime because it is a family. Show.
They need to.
They need to because it's a lot going
what
on.
You mean this Lifetime? You seen them Lifetime movies?
Yeah, but that's a movie. That's not.
That's they depicting somebody's life.
They are
on Lifetime.
On Lifetime. So,
wait, did y'all point out that they no longer have to? I'm sure you probably did last week, but I'm kind of liking their little sitting area. I didn't get a chance to talk
yeah.
about that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Do you like that?
I do.
Okay.
You know why? Because that means they got a bigger budget. Because yeah. them standing outside, looking through the windows.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you.
Yeah. Like,
somebody in the next building, they ain't moved out yet.
Right.
Is there not a for
sale
sign?
You guys can't buy the block yet?
Yeah. Like,
I agree.
And I personally think that, obviously, that's just how Miss Diana, you know, versus a show like Dance Moms, where they had an observation deck so that parents can go up there. Miss Diana didn't have that. She was like, you don't need to be there. Drop your kids off. See you back at 9.
And it kind of gave the show a little bit of fun to it because it incorporated the parents in the episode and they're screaming outside. Miss Diana going out there and screaming with them
and
brought it to the parking lot. So it was like hood a little
bit. This ain't your building.
Right. And then they're standing out there in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
So now they
like Miss Diana said, you can sit in the car.
Right.
But I like it better because it's more contained. You'd have the mom sitting around there. You could really hear what everybody has to say versus them all lined up against the wall. And you're like, wait, who said that?
You know, like it. I like how they upped up.
They have to do an upgrade some way, somehow. Yeah. So kudos for that.
Yeah.
So another thing that's different this week is, or this season, I should say, is Michaela and Cameron battling it out.
Mm-hmm.
For captain of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually captain of the team. So the captain's battle. Cameron, she's scared to be the captain because she's going up against the Purple Diamonds.
Okay.
And how do you feel?
So remember last episode I said the same thing.
Yes.
I felt like she wasn't going hard because she was really scared. She was really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it was about, oh, that's my friend. I don't want to unleash on her. I think she really has this whole, like, fear of actually being good and being, you know, relied upon and being having that type of responsibility. And she said it this time in a certain way, she said it, but I think that she sort of confirmed what I was talking about the first episode.
Yeah. What do you think about?
She got to be confident. And I don't know. Cameron has a fire when she's performing, but when she's in that battle, she's just kind of like, I'm doing the steps. I'm doing it with you. Good luck, friend. Like, that's not how you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be like as if this was the actual stand battle.
Right.
So, toss that hair.
Well, I don't understand why Miss Diana picked her again to go up.
She has the potential of being a great leader. She needs to get out of her own way. And she needs to have a little bit of a backbone and be confident.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the girls, and we're not familiar with all of them, but
as far as, you know, her dance styles. She has more, you know.
Of a trained.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's one of the better dancers there. Yeah.
So be a leader. Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, Diana, for the most part, her and now Kayla, that's what they have to work on, mm-hmm. is her mentality, her attitude, her personality going hard, mm-hmm. versus dance, you know.
But the thing is with Cameron, I don't know if that's really necessary for her if she wants to go to, like, Juilliard or, like, a really big, like, dance school, which mm-hmm. she says she does. Bucking and, like, having right. attitude like that is not something that they're going to teach you. Because, right. I mean, there's a certain level of, you know, you have that game face on with any sport or anything. But mm-hmm. bucking and, like, going hard and attitude and, like, twerking and, like, yeah. you're not going to be doing any of that.
I mean, she can do it. She can do the moves. But it's the personality behind it. I feel like they just need to talk to her in her language.
Yeah.
And they need to get her to do whatever's comfortable for her. Like, what is that face like? For you, that girl face, what is that? It might not be bucking hard, but
maybe smiling.
Is it sultry? Is it, yeah, is yeah. It, yeah, it could be whatever, but yeah. as long as it wins, and clearly, mm-hmm. you know, it's working for her.
Yeah, it's working.
I thought of the bitch please face.
Right.
What does that face look like?
What does that face look like? Y'all know y'all have given that face before.
Right. Plenty of times.
Yeah. Smiles a little
it's
bit.
That, it's that, it's yeah. that smile, but it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Bitch wet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why am I always demonstrating stuff on this show?
Because you're good at it.
You're great at it.
Y'all tried it.
You teach us, Tony.
So, more drama in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see Miss Diana and Zatia's mother, Tawanza. These names.
Yeah, but it's the South.
You in Mississippi.
Right.
No girl, let me tell you, if any girl went to Disneyland today, they ain't finding nothing on a pen, pencil, pads, right. nothing.
And it's
and
sad.
They can't fit their whole name on
the
ears.
In the custom hat.
So they gotta put their nickname.
Right. Boo Boo Kitty.
Juan.
Q. That's it.
Yeah.
You get one letter.
So I had a little bit of an issue, and let me know how you guys felt about this.
I don't agree with you.
Okay, whatever. let me know how you guys felt about it, but Miss Diana, which a lot of parents we've seen say, and Zatia's mother, Tawanza, brought it up too, that every time that there's drama in between the parents, Miss Diana takes it out on the children. So we saw that happen last season with Sanjay in the beginning, in the first season. Then we saw it happen kind of again a little bit, you know, a little bit back and forth. And then we saw Zatia last, like, portion. And then part B, we see it again. And it's because of Tawanza. We saw her kick off one of the redhead ladies. I keep getting them mixed right. up because of their attitudes. And so, therefore, she kicks the daughters off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys feel about Miss Diana taking it out on the children? Or if you don't feel that way, do you feel that she takes it out on the kids? Or do you think that she's just forthright
with what she's doing? It's a package deal. You bring your child there, she has to deal with the parent.
Mm-hmm.
If the parent is hard to deal with, you may love that child to death. You may think that child is talented, but you ain't going to deal with that. You're not going to deal with a parent who is consistently nagging and not happy because, you know, you're interrupting what it is that she's trying to do
mm-hmm.
for her studio, for mm-hmm. for her company.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as it may pain her,
mm-hmm.
she has to bid adieu to that parent and that child.
And I agree with that. But I feel like for Diana, I mean, just imagine how you would feel, right? Mm-hmm. If the only way you could really get back at the parent, I think that she kind of uses that as her tool, mm-hmm. as like her ammunition.
I don't think it's getting back at the parent. It's kind of like this. All I need you to do, drop your child off
mm-hmm.
and let me do what you have paid me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to come and tell me your child needs to be in this group dance, in this stand battle, because if I don't see it, I can't put my name on it.
I hear that. the thing that makes me feel like sometimes she might use it as her ammunition is I forget who said it in this episode, but they were like, if you're in a position of power, you pull power moves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do see her being like, listen, she bucks up at the parents, like, I'm the coach. So she kind of gets rah-rah with them a little bit. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that I could almost identify with that. Like, mm-hmm. I see, not that I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying I see where she's coming from.
Right.
That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that she does it all the time, mm-hmm. but I think sometimes she does pull power moves.
Do you think that this can scar a child? Do you think that maybe, you know, Zatia is scarred from this, and because of her mom, she can't control how her mom acts? Do you think that maybe Miss Diana should put some kind of rule in force that, you know what, you can drop your child off, but you're no longer on the ground?
She should.
Because to me, I think it's bigger than two parents arguing. Women aren't going to like each other. Mm-hmm. Of course, when it comes to the kids, there's going to be drama. You're going to feel like someone is shading your child. You're going to feel like your child's not being treated right. That's natural. All parents are always overly protective mm-hmm. of their children. So therefore, I just feel like instead of making a whole big scene about it and you guys going back and forth and like, I don't like you, you already know that, da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. this is a family show. Like, parents, like, it just seemed petty for you guys to argue about that instead of you just saying, hey, you know what? She can stay because I'm not going to ruin her lifelong dream or career or whatever ambitions that she has. But you can't come. You're not allowed to sit in here.
Okay, now we talking about real life, right?
Right, right.
Let's talk about reality TV. Now, I feel like this came at a time where, you know, we have Jamila. That's her name, right?
Jamila? Zatia?
No. From the girl who came
Jaylen.
From the... Jaylen. Mm-hmm. I know it started with a J. See?
And
Jaylen,
the
Jaylen came in from the Purple Diamonds onto the Dancing Dolls.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. we have them uh-huh. being kicked off of the Dancing Dolls.
And now, we have another person getting kicked off.
Now, at that point, my first thought was, they're going to go to the Purple Diamonds or they're going to go to some other mm-hmm. rival. Mm-hmm. Because we need this conflict
right.
to happen. So, in real life, I'm sure Miss Diana could have just said, you know what? You need to have somebody else drop your child off because I'm mm-hmm. not dealing with you. You're not going to keep coming up in my business and telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. When in reality TV world, you about to go to another team because we need to create this.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a great eye to look at it, you know, from...
My like, good
eye. Your
good eye. But I was going to say the reality part of it is that we're only seeing what they're showing us, right? So we don't know how much she has to deal with the parents. It might be much more to it because, you know, Diana made the point. She said, listen, I have to deal with you and your child. It's mm-hmm. not, you know what I'm saying? I think she has to deal with the parents a lot more than what we see. I think it's more to it than just drop your child off. So I'm saying if it is to that point, then maybe she did have to be that, you know, extensive about it and just say, just both of you have to leave.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Another interesting point of that whole discussion or argument, Tawanza made a comment like, hey, well, Mimi was talking bad behind your back, too, mm-hmm. which was true, mm-hmm. too. I mean, not the degree of Tawanza. She was, like, really upset. But Mimi did have some, choicey words to say last week about it.
Mimi knows her place.
Well, because it's her friend.
It doesn't have anything to do with friends.
But do you think, but is Mimi's place a gopher or a person that's trying to stir stuff up, say
no.
whatever you want, and then you go and tattle because Miss Diana wouldn't have known anything about what
did
Tawanza
she say it
said.
Did she say it to Diana, though?
No.
Mimi said specifically that she was going to go tell Tawanza or tell Miss Diana what Tawanza was saying about her.
But let me tell you the difference. Mm-hmm. Tawanza... All them names. Mm-hmm. She's like this with Miss Diana. How come she ain't make it? How come you keep cutting her? Mm-hmm. When she gonna be on the team? Mm-hmm. You can't deal with that mm-hmm. often. Mimi is like, okay, Cameron didn't. Okay, she gotta, you know, she says it to herself, but she'll... Mm-hmm.
Last week she did that.
So here's the difference in my opinion.
Last week, Mimi said something behind Miss Diana's back, and then she went and spoke to Miss Diana, but her demeanor was totally different.
Yeah, her delivery was different.
But then this week, when Tawanza goes off...
Was it about Cameron, though, not making the cat?
Yes.
And this week when
I must have been eating during that part.
Right. Crisco was popping.
It was.
I saw you made something for breakfast that sounded
Don't be
like,
all on my Instagram.
Tell us what you made for breakfast really quick.
It's my favorite breakfast.
What?
Two unfrosted strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Shut up. No, you didn't.
Turkey bacon.
He made, like, fried eggs. Chicken, greens, and...
Oh, you mean that
black
day.
Black-eyed peas
and
white rice.
You tried it. Oh, you tried it. No, one morning, I just had a hankering for some good meal. So I knew...
One morning.
I knew that I had taken some pork chop out, and so I did some baked pork chops, some macaroni and cheese, and some cornbread. No tea.
In the morning?
No tea.
It's like 11.
Close to lunch.
Right.
I mean, it was brunch.
All right. Ooh, get your pork chop on. Get it. Okay, can I make my point about Tawanza?
No, I'm not finished.
Let me make my point about Tawanza before y'all
we'll get back
make
to you
me
later.
Hungry. So, dang.
Right.
What were we saying about
Tawanza?
We
were talking about how Mimi this week ran and tell that. She went
okay,
and told
so
Miss Diana.
Okay, so here's the difference.
Okay.
No one told on Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
No one went to say anything to Mimi. So how she delivered it to Miss Diana was, she was talking mess behind her back, but when she came and delivered it to her, it was like peachy creamy, sort of. You
right.
know, like
I do
have a problem, but yeah, she had time to cool off and all that. Versus Mimi saying, I'm going to tell Miss Diana Miss Diana about what Tawanza is saying because that's my girl. So she's going to, Miss Diana heard it from that gossipy type of, you know, fiery type of.
Right.
Way.
So when she walked
I don't
in.
Think that was the. That wasn't the sign, seal, delivered for her. It was because she kept nagging and being upset that her child was not a part of, she kept getting cut.
But do you think that that was Mimi's position to go and say something to Miss Diana about what Tawanza said?
We all know there's always one.
There
there's
is
always one in
Gosh.
An office, in whatever setting. There's always one person that will sit there and they're like a sponge. You call them SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Because they just sit there and soak up all the information. And then they go back and they just rinse it out. Mm-hmm. And they just spill it everywhere.
But I respect Tawanza to a certain degree because she was like, I'm not a wolf in sheep's clothing. Mimi's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right, right.
I'm a wolf. Like, I'm not gonna hide who I am.
Well, that's why you are part of a different pack. Why you trying to be
so
a wolf?
So Mimi has to choose her. She has to choose her teams wisely. She got to choose her sides wisely because you can't. You have to choose. Like you have to say, listen. When I'm in here with these moms, I'm really in here with these moms. Mm-hmm. And when I'm friends with Miss Diana on the outside, then we're cool. But you can't do both. Like that's gonna make her look extremely shady.
Because then you're gonna have people sitting there, and if you notice in the conversation or the argument. As soon as Tawanza started saying about what Mimi said, Miss Diana's, like, level of anger escalated and was just like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, heated because, I mean, anybody does. No one wants to hear anything bad about yourself, let alone some people, like, grouping up and talking bad about you behind your back and then think, like, your friend said something. Like, that's even more shadier.
To sum this up, in closing, she should have just sat there and waited until her child made cuts.
But she didn't.
That's why she gone.
Moving and she on. Was pleading.
And she
I
did.
I was like, oh, Tawanza.
But I think
that
from
wolf,
a parent
that wolf turned into a lamb,
because
didn't it?
Who wants to go and say to your child,
yeah,
you're not on the team anymore
because
of
I
me.
Messed
yes,
up.
You
exactly.
know, because of me and Miss Diana's relationship.
Then she should have kept her mouth shut.
Right. So let's get into competition day. Miss Diana gets really clever and says, you know what, Jalen? Let me do a redo. Let me see if you're good enough for this, you know, for stance.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, she has a stance idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use you as a secret weapon. Mm-hmm. In which another parent, they're all, it's funny for them to, like, all, like, give us the real Miss, not saying that we're not getting the real Miss Diana, but one of the parents had mentioned, you know, well, of course she wanted to bring her back, even if she wasn't dancing that great, which I don't think she was dancing that great enough to make stance.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Star and Sky don't dance that great either. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all turned into, like,
I need you.
A popularity. I need you. The fans like you. You have way more Twitter, Instagram followers, and so you're, you know, going to be a star of the show, and opposed to you actually can dance.
You know what that's called? life.
Yeah. Lifetime.
Life on Lifetime.
Right.
TV. Tony makes a point and he goes,
mm-hmm.
Because you know why? Because you have to, let me tell you, you got to say what you got to say and then you got to let it sink in.
Yeah, and it could be, but I really do feel like Miss Diana is, you know, kind of manipulating the situations a little bit just because she does have an idea, and I think that she really is all about these wins, so whatever it takes, you know, whether it's fair or not, she's going to do whatever it takes to come home with that W, especially up against the Purple Diamonds.
Not come home with that W.
Come home with that W. Would you don't like what I said?
Come on, W.
Come on through W.
But
I'm about
I
to
mean,
come home with this W.
Do you win when you play dirty, or is it?
Some people do.
It's not really winning. It's a temporary. You're winning a title that's not
English.
I mean, I understand.
Tell us how you feel.
I understand it is reality television, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to only show one side because a lot of the fans this last week in the comments were like, saying real stuff, and I'm just like, you know, this is my show. Of course, I love it, like forever, DD4L. But I just feel like certain things and like the continuity and certain things of this portion of the show, in opposed to part A and then last season, is completely different, and it's kind of taken away from the show that.
Right, no, that's fair. I mean, and then you and I, like, we've talked about things are changing and we have questions about certain things. And maybe our questions will be answered as the time, you know, passes by and we see more and more episodes or other things come out, maybe. Right. But it is changing. And I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it. I still love the show, Tony. Don't try to make me, like, a non-believer. Anyways, back to our scheduled program.
You got one more time.
On competition day, we first see the Fierce Elite versus the Purple Diamonds come out, and they do their due. Purple Diamonds win, which we already knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
Then, the Glitters versus the Dancing Dolls. Dancing Dolls win. We knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the main
event.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Tony? I think you should be that guy that's calling the shots, like the guy with the bow tie.
The announcer?
Yeah.
Sign me up. If you have a nook, if you buck, standing buck, dancing under the table
all night
challenge, y'all call me. I'm available for bookings.
Lounging with Tony.
That's right up your alley. It seems like you'll be great at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, it's perfect for
Wait,
you.
So let me ask you guys a question. Do you feel like... Okay, so he doesn't.
<Just kidding.
laughs> Okay, so do you feel like the show is setting these girls up for failure in the sense that I almost feel like it's up to the show to determine who's going to win, who's going... You don't think that?
No.
You think it goes solely off the talent?
Yes. I think that...
Well, let me finish why. Why I asked the question.
Okay.
Because then you build up the drama, like this whole Purple Diamonds thing, right? This whole rivalry that they have going on. It's like, well, now we're tied with them. Who's going to win it? So it builds this, you know.
Mm-hmm. But what if they never won past the, like, people? Like, how did they know for sure that they were going to be battling at the end against each other?
Right.
Is it because of popularity? And
that's what I'm saying. Like, when you go to these competitions and they clearly know there is a TV show taping and the TV show is here for the Dancing Dolls
against the Purple Diamonds.
Yes. Is there something that they have to that? So, okay. So, Tony, you know, because you've done a little bit of behind the scenes on things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you tell us what you think.
Or what you know.
What I know. This is just solely based on my experiences with Dance Moms. There's no, like, there's no producer hand saying, I need you to sway it this way.
Okay.
It is what it is. And they have to take that and do what they need to do to keep the show going. I don't think they manipulate things for a storyline purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think, if anything, it's more pressure for the Dancing Dolls to go into this situation having to be the best. You know what I mean? Because they're already looking at them like, I'm just going to clock any and everything that you do because you ain't going to come in here acting like you all this and that because you got this show around here. You know what I mean?
It makes you think the judges think that way, or do you think that they're not getting a cut, but, you know, they're thinking like, this is keeping the show on. This mm-hmm. is keeping it here the judges, in Jackson.
No, the judges have, you go into that, you have no clue about production and what they're doing. Or, you know, you just come in, you do what you're supposed to do, you leave. That's it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what these judges do. They come in, they watch, they score, they go. Like, who has time to sit there and be like, Lord, I want this. Let me just, what you write. Let mm-hmm. me write, you know what I mean? It's just
that, so you don't think they do that?
No, because then you have to think this, that devalues them. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming in,
but we don't ever see them, we don't know who they are.
But they do. They got to live with that if they're trying to sway things and do things not right.
But you did say, you just did say that sometimes people do win when they play dirty. Maybe they're playing dirty.
That's life.
boom.
On Lifetime.
Right. So on Lifetime.
I don't know. And I want to believe that with all my heart, but I just feel like
that's a good question though, because you would think that.
It's just like these shows have, like, they're winning every episode. I mean, not really every episode. They have to have some drama. They have to have some losses.
And they always lose the last one for a next season.
But here's the thing though. Okay, out of all the teams uh-huh. that are seen on this show, mm-hmm. why did they pick the Dancing Dolls? Probably because they are the team to beat. Mm-hmm. So they're not doing anything different. Like, if they went into this project thinking, like, who are these people?
Right.
What is their track record? Of course they're going to go to them.
I would like to see. I love the DD4L. Like, I'm all about the Dancing Dolls. Hello. For real, all day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see still a group of dance, like a dance group that kind of struggles with that. Because yeah. then you get these girls who you get behind and mm-hmm. you're like wanting for them to win. And if they don't win, you're like, man, like you feeling for them. And then when mm-hmm. they get a win, you're like cheering for them. Mm-hmm. But to see a consistent win, you're always killing it. Like, don't get me wrong. But I think that's why they need sort of the drama that they bring in the show.
Yeah, because
we know you're going to win.
But in the beginning, the first season, it wasn't like that. I mean, we didn't cover the whole first season. Like, so in the beginning, the dolls were losing. Mm-hmm. Like, I was crying, literally, on my couch. Like, oh my gosh, they're losing.
What are
they're
you
losing.
Going through?
I love them.
That much?
I do.
She's so cute.
I do really love this show. I feel like I do have a connection to it. My boyfriend's from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Like, I've driven past the dollhouse. Like, right. I feel like I'm the one that said we need to bring the show to AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. So,
but you cried?
Yeah. Because when you have a team, like, I cry when the Lakers lose. Like, that's
you
my
one
team.
Of them people.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
She's emotionally involved. Okay. Like, well, that's awesome.
Well, bless
I think that's
it.
Cute.
Bless your heart.
Well, if I'm taking my time out to invest in other people mm-hmm. that I don't know personally, I feel like I have an attachment to you now mm-hmm. because I could be doing anything else. I mean, I could be on a boat in, like, Aruba or something.
We not trying to do that no more.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do really like them. And I invest my emotions into the show. Because I think the girls do have great potential. And they're great dancers. And I feel for them when they're crying.
You know what that's called?
Life. Life. On Lifetime.
That's the new tag in here.
Right.
In case you didn't pick that up.
Right. So we get to the final battle, Dancing Dolls versus the Purple Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if it's just this portion, but I think the dances, if they could even get any sexier, have gotten sexier.
They have. I've noticed it.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, is this Beyonce's dance for you?
No, listen, they tootin' and bootin', they booted a little too much for their age.
Do you think so?
They are.
There are some moves where I'm like, And I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, twerk it out. You mm-hmm. full team, do it. Mm-hmm. Pop, pop. But mm-hmm. there are moments where you just look and you're like,
it's uncomfortable.
I'm not sure you should be doing that
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable. Right. That's the right word. And I look at the parents and the parents are just rooting them on.
Yeah.
But then again, mm-hmm. it goes back to what we were talking about in the first season. Like, you know, is this just because of the culture that it is down
yeah.
south? And that could be it too. But it makes me uncomfortable as a
yeah.
mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, when kids are in, like, you know, dance classes and stuff, and they have the recitals and, you know, doing competitions and stuff, and some of the outfits,
mm-hmm. right?
You know,
yeah.
are kind of like. But then there's somewhere in the back of your mind where you're like, but it's a dance costume, so it's fine,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not on a pole, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere we just think like, It's fine. They're a dancer. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't. Maybe because that goes back to me being so emotionally invested. I'm like, these are my girls. Like, why are they doing that? Even the other team. Like, for me, like, when the Purple Diamonds, because I'm not a Purple Diamond fan, I'm just like, oh, that was too sexy. But even this week, when the dolls were throwing stance and they, like, laid down on the floor, mm-hmm. and then they started, came up like, in, like, yeah. a bridge and then, like, went, like, side to side. Mm-hmm. It was too, that's, like, a sexual move.
That's an exercise.
No. Tony.
That's your obliques.
But, no, there's other moves that they do, like, while they're standing up in, like, the, I mean, chair. They get it.
Yeah, they get it.
And it's good. Like, I could enjoy it more if they were older, if they were 20 something. Yeah. I'd be like, oh yeah, you know what I mean?
Cause yeah, then
I
could relate. You're teaching me something. You're teaching me. Yeah, but I don't want no 14 year old to try to teach me something.
What's up, Tony?
I just had to.
How you feeling?
I'm just wondering what all you learning.
No, I'm just saying, like, bye, Tony.
Oh.
This is a children's show.
You're the one that's talking about you learning stuff from that little up and down pole from side to side.
Like, if they were older, I would respect it because I would be like, okay, you're teaching me something.
Yeah, but they're so young. But in a 14-year-old, to know how to move like that, like,
and their parents, like,
y'all trying to act like y'all wasn't at the middle school dance.
I wasn't. I got a whooping for doing the butterfly when the butterfly came out. So after then, I couldn't do nothing.
I was dancing like that, but I was not on anybody's TV, and I did not have an image like that, and I did not have thousands of followers.
That does not excuse you, you nasty.
I'm not saying that it does, but now that I'm older, I'm looking at it cringing, like, and I wasn't doing it like that, though.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you did, like, the nasty, like that. That's how it went, the nasty. Yeah. But you didn't do all of that, like.
But who was behind you?
Nobody.
Lies.
Tony, it's just lies.
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime.
Right. You live and you learn. So we see Miss Diana bring out the secret weapon, mm-hmm. and we see that Star, Sky, and Sanjay, which has been very strange that they don't mention her at all this season.
They really don't. But Selena is still very vocal.
Very vocal.
She is.
Yes.
So, Selena, please stop with the antics.
Like what? Like what, Tony?
Like, I don't know. I just, she's like, there's always one
mm-hmm.
that does too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week when she came in the little jingle jangle little costume.
Belly dancing.
The belly dance costume. Yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
Coming week, into the room
the lime
this week.
Green.
The yellow.
Yellow.
I come in as the ray of sun.
Yeah.
No, just be a cloud on a good day.
So Sky, Star, and Cloud. She needs to just blend in with her children. And but Sanjay is the sun.
But do you think that the show or Miss Diana or whomever, like, do you think that they should tell us as the viewers if something is changing like that? Like, oh, just so you guys know, like, Sanjay is...
No, because they're on a contract.
What do you mean?
What, you need a disclaimer?
I'm just saying, like, we're literally here discussing
but
what's
also
going
only
on.
It's only the next episode. So and maybe maybe she ain't had nothing to say.
And no, but they don't say mm-mm. nothing about her. And also the editing. I think they just do whatever they want to do. And then when editing gets in their bay, they're like, hey, because the producers come to an agreement like, hey, Sanjay's transitioning out. I think it's still weird that Kayla has graduated and she's 18, but she's still dancing on the dolls and the assistant coach.
It's mm-hmm. the summer.
Which it goes into, it's the summer session. So maybe mm-hmm. they have a lot of leniency.
Yeah.
But
it's the setup for something. I don't know. Something is about to go down. Like, what is it, season three?
It ain't nothing but the second episode.
Well,
I'm talking about setting it up for the season three.
But then they did have to scramble around and get things under wraps because, remember again, we left off last portion with Tamia as the captain. So now Tamia's not the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she go?
Drama. Another parent fighting drama. Yeah, that's news and gossip. We can get into that right now if you want to. Let's get into it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Did you tell the folks who won?
What?
In the competition.
Oh, well, they know. Dancing Dolls won. I was going to get to that
What if they didn't know?
I was going to get to that then. I mean, do you want to lead the show? Do you have a style? Because I got it written down over here. Honey.
Okay, you live in life.
Okay.
On AfterBuzz TV.
On Lifetime.
You living life.
Right, living life. So
them eyes got big. You know how you can tell when somebody's like, because them eyes, they, yeah. You know, you got to give them eyes back. Like, tone them eyes down. Tone them eyes down. You better stop for your lash fall.
I know, right? It's already sticking to my bottom lash. So anyways, we talked a little bit about this week, or last week in News and Gossip, about how Tamia is no longer on the Dawes, how she was the captain, and everyone knew it, like it was the new thing. And then now this season they have, I think, which they had to scramble to get together, was tryout captain kind of portion, because there was drama. Something happened, which I did send you guys the article. Something happened between a fight that occurred at the dollhouse, and it wasn't Tamia. It was her mom and Miss Diana, and then her sister got jumped and some, like, it's a large background. It was going around a lot vocally on Miss Diana's side and her husband's side, which has now been taken down. But a lot of people were tweeting me, you know, earlier before this portion started, this season started, and was like, oh my gosh, did you hear Tamia's not part of the Dawes anymore? And then she put on, you know, her Instagram, I'm a purple diamond. And yeah, and then her mom was writing all this stuff about how, you know, the drama and Miss Diana and da 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 da. And so this proves another point that doesn't look good in Miss Diana's eyes, that everyone is saying the same thing. She fights with everyone, all the children's parents.
Yes, super drama.
Tea has been spilled.
Yeah. So, I mean, we would love to hear Miss Diana's side as well as Tamia's side, or anyone that is, you know, on the show or formerly on the show. I know Tamia is still dancing with the girls, and she's still friends with the girls because they're doing like a tour which promoters have paid them to do.
Oh, okay.
So she's not like a doll, but on like all the posters she has on like the dancing doll, it's like all her pictures from the dolls.
Okay.
Which is funny, but she is a purple diamond for sure.
So I really want to know, I want to be a fly on the wall when the producers and the people and the cast, they're all talking and, you know, just to see what their rules and regulations are, because I wonder if that has anything, like, clearly Miss Diana hasn't said you can't be seen in our, you know, dancing dolls uniforms or whatever, because she's still being posted on the different flyers or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, it's old promotion pictures, and it's like what the promoters have, so they're like, they've already ran with it. They already have like a full summer tour.
Yeah.
So it's just like, she's getting paid from it. You know, so she got to do what she got to do. And like she said in this article on the YBF, she did say that she never made a penny off of being on the show.
I believe it.
So
you do?
Yeah.
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 I mean, I'm like, I can believe it because she said it, but I'm just shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
why aren't they making any money? This is a show. I mean, this is a big show. You know what I mean? Don't be shocked.
Life.
On Lifetime. Yeah. So that's the news and gossip that I have. You guys have been very vocal in our comments. You guys have been so awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know how you guys liked our episode. Go on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Let Tony know how much he's the hater. Let Robin know how beautiful her sequin shirt is. Let me know. Just anything.
How you like English's lashes. Nice.
And also, you guys can let me know how much you guys can't wait to see us on Sunday, because we will start back up on Sundays. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And you can find me on all social media at Robin Ayers.
You said my slogan.
Tell them your Periscope.
Oh, and my Periscope is at Robin Ayers, too. Woo!
You can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com, where I live what? Life.
Life. Not on Lifetime. But Lifetime can hire Tony. Hit him up.
Pluck.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.